folks on the postgame show and coach you talked in the pregame about not allowing George Washington to dictate the shots we took early, and it kind of seems they did that in those first two quarters for us.
Yeah, you know, they play a very good 2-3 zone, and they get into it on made baskets and you know, or dead balls, and our inability to kind of rebound and get to play against their man-to-man early, you know, whether or not they missed the shot or not, for whatever reason, just kept getting knocked out of bounds. So we were playing against that zone, and we knew we needed to rebound really well and get stops so we could get to play against the man-to-man, and you know, they really baited us into those shots, and we took them. We also turned the ball over like crazy in the first half, so whether we were missing shots or throwing it to them, it was a bit of a rough go for us.
What'd you tell the team at halftime? It seems like you made some adjustments that benefited you guys.
Yeah, you know, we kind of just went back to what the keys of our game were. We were keeping them in front, you know. They had about 20 paint touches in the first half, and we talked about trying to keep it out of there. And in the third quarter, when we made our run, they only had 4 total. So, I mean, we definitely kind of keyed back into that. And we knew we needed to play fast against it as well, and I think we were able to get out and run quite a bit. So, you know, those were the things we talked about. And just overall being tougher, you know. They ripped the ball out of our hands a lot in the first quarter, and, you know, we didn't respond very well. So in the second half, we bounced back.
Tough with Justine and Sadi picking up those 2 fouls. It seemed like that also kind of caused some problems for us, with Justine not getting some touches. And when she got the ball in the third quarter, she really was a difference maker.
Yeah, Justine had a great third quarter. You know, she stepped up. I mean, you know, we just needed to get her downhill a little bit and get her off of her heels. And against the press, you know, we made a little bit of an adjustment to try to dribble through it a little bit more. And she did a great job of that and got herself some easy ones and got to the foul line.
What was the key, you think, for that run in the third quarter? Was it just playing Davidson basketball, or did you exploit something you saw there?
We definitely broke their pressure a different way by dribbling through it. It definitely allowed Justine to get downhill and got the ball in her hands a little bit more versus having to kind of get a late touch in the clock. So I think just the way that we attacked their pressure was the biggest adjustment we made.
Sarah Donovan came in and played well in that. Got us some points, our only points in the start of the second quarter.
Yeah.
Just talk about her development. I know in the pregame you talked about her, you know, finally getting back from that concussion, but what has her development been for this team?
You know, I mean, she's a freshman that's kind of learning the both sides of the ball at the college level. You know, defensively, she's made some big strides. She's able to guard a couple different types of players now for us, which gives us a little more versatility. And on the offensive end, you know, she's still learning how to take care of the ball. You know, she's got to become a better passer and a better decision maker for us. But, you know, she did get herself 2 assists tonight, so that's a step in the right direction.
This team did a nice job on the glass with a +8 on there, and really limited second chance opportunities for George Washington in the second half. Is that a heart thing, or is this team, what are they doing?
Well, I think we had good positioning early. You know, it's just they made one more effort, and, you know, we didn't finish the play. You know, it wasn't that our positioning was bad. We just weren't tough enough to come down with it. And, you know, in the second half, you know, whether or not they were there to make that effort or not, you know, we came down and we finished the play consistently, and I think that's why we were able to keep them off the O boards and also just be able to get out and run. You know, the ball wasn't knocked out of bounds, you know, and us having to play against that 2-2-1 back to 2-3.
This team, you fought back, tied up in that fourth quarter. George Washington, I think that senior leadership they have just maybe took a little bit more. But what does this team learn from this? A close game, we fell short, but what do you take away? What can you take away? What does this team take away from this?
I mean, we're never out of it. You know, as bad as we can play at times, you know, there's been just games where we've, you know, really been able to, you know, make a big run. And, you know, tonight was no exception. I mean, you know, we played about as bad as you can possibly play that first 20 minutes, and, you know, we were never out of it. And that's just to the character of these kids. They're willing to fight, and they're willing to go, and we just got to keep believing that and finish a few more plays. So it's the next step.
Well, I'll let you get to the team, and I know you got some film to look at, a quick turnaround play in St. Bonaventure on Saturday. So good luck and safe travels, and we'll talk to you again on Wednesday back here against UMass.
All right, thank you.
As Davidson and Coach Gail Coates folks in the pregame show, the postgame show, the Wildcats fall to George Washington 53-48.